In chapter number 7, we are going to discuss aspects related to innovative recruitment practices. There have been several practices that have come into picture in this last couple of years or 4 or 5 years that are really innovative, that are using certain techniques like social media recruiting, recruiting from business networking sites. So, those particular things will be discussed as a part of this particular chapter. Let us start first with the objectives. Here we are going to look at the what is basically innovative recruitment, what does this concept relate to, then how to use social media sites in recruitment. So there are certain things that we look at when using social media sites in recruitment, how to use business networking sites like prominent ones like LinkedIn in recruitment, and what are the benefits and challenges in innovative recruitment. So all these factors are going to be understood so that we improve the recruitment practices. In the introductory part, we need to understand that social media is the media for social interaction. As a part of the innovative practices, social media enjoys a crux or a core functionality when you go to say we are going to make you know, the recruiting practices innovative. So there are certain things which are implemented through social media that make it innovative. Social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn are some of the most powerful tools available to recruiters today. So the age-old practices of recruiting from the campus or placing ads on the newspaper or on television are now gradually fading out and giving way to more innovative practices which are both time as well as cost saving. These are nothing but practices related to the utilization of social media. A social recruiting strategy needs to be a part of the company's overall goals and objectives to deliver return on investment. So it is not just that we go ahead and you know, we see social media everywhere, but we need to put a particular strategy. It is not just enough to apply or use social media for recruitment. There should be a definite strategy which needs to be placed. Some of the salient features of this strategy will be discussed in some of the slides, in the further slides in this particular chapter. Well, this slide is a very powerful picture. It encompasses most of the social media sites that exist today. The name of this particular diagram or the name of this concept is, it's called as a social media recruiting starfish. So social networks, friends, can give recruiters an extremely competitive edge in locating and engaging candidates which are of a quality nature, which are best candidates, which are available to reach any organization's recruiting objectives. This image which we are viewing right now illustrates the fact that social media sites are not just restricted to sites such as Facebook, Twitter, MySpace and LinkedIn, but also diverse mediums like YouTube. So there is a YouTube which can also be utilized, as you can see, through the use of videos, which is an arm of this starfish. There are certain sites like a kite there as well. So sites like a YouTube, sites like a Flickr, which is in the photos, sites like Ning, which is again another important site, sites like Meebo and Blog Talk Radio. So some of these sites have not been heard by many of us, but these definitely are sites which actually are utilized. If you can see the social media recruiting starfish, there are certain niche social recruiting sites which are like Ning or a broadband, you know, mechanics. These are some of the sites. Then you also have sites like Eventful and Zevents or Z Events, which are related to job fairs or events. Then you also have contextual advertisements through Google AdWords and Yahoo. You have instant messages through Meebo. You've got podcasts which are specific to recruitment, like Jobs Pods, Jobs in Pods, or the Blog Talk Radio. which focus specifically on certain audio broadcasts, which are also called as podcasts. Then we've also got newsletters such as Eye Contact and Constant Contact. We also have job aggregators, as in there can be many job forums there, many job posts which are aggregated in things like Indeed.com or Simply Hired. We've got microblogs. Twitter is the most famous one, but we've also got Pounce, we've got Jaiku there. Apart from that, we also have recruiting blogs, such as the most famous being Blogs Through Typepad. So if you notice, there is a vast area, there's a vast, you can say, fields which we have not yet discovered, which probably people around the world are continuously using or have started using in order to find jobs. So this is the power of social media recruiting, and hence this is an extremely important and extremely critical diagram or an image. Currently we are sticking to the conventionals like a LinkedIn, a Facebook or a Twitter, but slowly and steadily the times will change, evolution will happen, and because of the dynamic changes, people will start using the other sites more frequently as well. So let's now move on to the next slide, which is the use of social media sites. Social media sites, we've already seen an extensive discussion, a quick reiteration and we'll move. Though the popular online job boards like Naukri, Times Jobs and Monster etc. are still used by a majority of employers, many are also using social networking sites. The conventional ones as discussed are LinkedIn, Twitter, MySpace and Facebook to recruit qualified candidates in a quick amount of time. Whether you are looking for a candidate to fill up a managerial post or you want to get a trainee for an entry level position, these social networking sites can be extremely helpful. Thanks to the speedily expanding world of online social networking, you can find a lot of suitable candidates on these platforms and communicate with them in real time to seal the deal. So now the alternatives are clear. They are in the form of social networking sites. There's a transition which is happening from the popular job online job boards to social media sites, primarily because there is a charge applied by the job boards for many of the job positions, but these sites are relatively inexpensive. Well, now we shall discuss and highlight certain reasons, those reasons being prime reasons to incorporate social media in our recruitment efforts. The prime reason here is they connect with candidates where and when they are available. So it's a 24/7 medium. It's a light medium. People can connect from their smartphones because internet and media sites are available there. They help develop a dialogue with the candidates. So it creates channels of communication between the employers and the prospective employees. They promote the employment brand. So what they do is they promote your company, the employment brand. They open additional sources for candidate leads and hires. And an interesting statistic that we present here is 1 in every 6 minutes online is spent on social networking sites. So this is an extremely powerful statistic that we have. Hence, if 1 in every 6 minutes is spent online, that means the chance of looking at a prospective job offer increases many folds than the conventional mediums. Let's now move ahead. Let's discuss the advantages of recruiting via the social networking sites. Well, the statistic which was presented in the earlier slide was itself quite amazing. So the sheer size of the social networking crowd makes it an ideal platform to find the ideal candidate. Recruiting via social networking sites can also help you reach the best talent, which is often the most difficult to find and also the most difficult to persuade to leave good positions. People have superior talent are usually seen by recruiters as passive candidates who have a lot of employment opportunities all around them, but rarely need to send out their resumes to land good positions. You are not likely to find them listed on stale resume banks of various job boards. However, many of these top rungs are active on various social networking platforms. No wonder that social networking sites are the most sought after platforms to reach these passive candidates who can fill up the niche managerial level positions. Since most jobs these days require increasingly specialized and sought after skills, you can get access to a wide talent pool starting from the TechSUE college graduates to experienced employees if you opt for social networking sites for recruiting purposes. So even while recruiting earlier, when we used to actively recruit for companies, we used to find the numbers went wrong because the resumes were stale and encountered a lot of difficulties getting in touch with the candidates. This normally does not happen with a business networking site such as LinkedIn or a social networking site such as Facebook. So let us move to the next slide now. Again, here what we do is we look at what social recruiting is in terms of recruitment or in the context or the perspective of recruitments and what it is not. So basically there are certain things which we need to understand here that the facts about social recruiting. So social recruiting ideally is about making new connections, creating new connections so that we can reach the passive candidates, we can convince them about joining organizations. It is about engaging people in conversations, in discussions which happen online. You might have come across several interesting conversations which happen as a part of the groups, if you are a part of the LinkedIn groups. Actively network and engage in target groups and communities. That's an overlap with the previous point here. Proactive searches. So at times we can conduct proactive searches. We can find relevant resumes for that. Networking and referencing. So through references, through networking, it is all through the power of human networking that is the basis for social recruiting. It requires important characteristics of patience, because a person might not be ready to convert immediately, because the person may be interested in a job offer but not currently, because he or she is already in a job, so is a passive job seeker rather than an active job seeker like the one found on a job board. It requires continuous networking and efforts and building a rapport and a networked approach or an engaged approach. What social recruiting is basically, it is open and it demands collaboration and teamwork. Well, social networking is definitely not short term, it is both strategic and long term in nature. Another important point is it helps to listen to comments, it helps to listen to people, their posts, so as to infer whether they require any help regarding a fresh job offer, and it is more often people driven, not driven by any single organization. Now what it is not, it is extremely important for the recruiters who would be interested in social recruiting or who are currently doing this, so they need to decipher the don'ts. So social recruiting is basically not guerrilla marketing with no objective and target audience. So guerrilla marketing is an aggressive kind of marketing which promises a lot of things but fails to deliver. So it is definitely not guerrilla marketing. It is not spam, which is unsolicited mail, which is unnecessarily barging into people's privacy or advertising unnecessarily. It is basically not communicating in job portal language. So the level of urgency, the level of short-term perspective, the level of lack of strategy, lack of collaboration is not present in social recruiting. The job posting is not a post and pray. So it's a long-term effort. It is definitely not mass mailing. It is not seen as a quick fix because it's strategic in nature and long-term. It is not policing or deleting. It is not short-sighted. It is long-term. And it is not just another channel to find candidates. It's got its own unique identity. And it's not a speak-only mode. There's an interaction which is done by people. And definitely it is people-driven. It is a complete endeavor by the people. So it's definitely not tool-driven. So this is what, as recruiters, we need to understand about social media. Well, now let us look at certain interesting figures about searching of candidates from a LinkedIn report. Let us look at the job hunters in the last year. This is a report from 2012. So once you've decided to use social networking for recruiting, you employ two approaches to find ideal candidates. You must either use various search tools available on these recruiting sites to search candidates and contact them, or set up pages for passive recruitment. If you want the former option, business networking sites like LinkedIn and Rise should figure out at the top, as it's easy to conduct searches on these particular sites, mainly because of the reason for which these sites are primarily built. Unlike other social networking sites, where keeping in touch with friends and family is the main objective. So let us look at what the job hunters did, which sites did they use. So the job hunters in the last year used the site to look for a job. 50% of them used Facebook, 25% used Twitter, and 26% used LinkedIn. How many of them put professional information in their profile? 20% did that in the Facebook account, and 8% in LinkedIn, and in Twitter, and 15% in LinkedIn. Getting a job referral for the job hunters last year, 16% got a referral from Facebook, 6% from Twitter, and 9% from LinkedIn. So if you see, there's a massive percentage in Facebook, there's a good amount in Twitter and LinkedIn when it comes to searching of candidates. Well, the first social networking site that we are going to see is Facebook. We all know about Facebook, so it's a very quick discussion. Launched in 2004, one of the most prominent networking sites. Users must register, we've all done that before using the site, after which they may create a personal profile, add other users as friends, and exchange messages, including automatic notifications when they update their profile. So we've all done that, so needless to say. Now, importantly, what we need to understand is how to use Facebook as a recruitment tool. We've seen recruitment, we've seen discussed a lot about conventional recruitment tools, but today in changing times, if one has to get a very good result in recruitment, it is inevitable that we need to use social networking websites like Facebook and LinkedIn. It's not a one-time effort, we need to realize. We've looked at that when we discussed what social networking is and what it is not. So you need to chip every day. You need to keep adding targeted profiles. It's a long-term and it's a strategic move that we are looking at. So you need to focus, you need to be there on these sites. You need to look at signals from passive candidates and how to convert them into active people who can join our organization. How to convert a personal Facebook profile to a business page is the discussion here. It's interesting that many organizations still are using personal Facebook profiles instead of a business page. So what we need to do is we need to turn those individual profiles into business pages. Some recruitment agencies and companies, as we see, are still using the simple Facebook profiles to promote their business. In the next slide, we are going to look at how we convert this. Following are certain steps needed to perform a conversion from a personal Facebook profile to a business page. The very first step or stage is to back up your profile data so that when you're converting things, you do not delete or you do not erase, you know, or I mean that's deleting the data. Step two is change your profile name and address to reflect your business page. So a business page needs to look like one. So a personal profile needs to be converted into a business page. Step three relates to converting your personal profile to a business page. And finally, merging the duplicate pages in order for us to be noticed as a business page owner. So these are the steps that we've looked at. Now we come to Twitter, which is a microblogging site. An important part of the multimedia, of the online social networking bandwagon. This enables the users to send and read text-based messages up to 140 characters, also known as tweets. So we've all seen what tweets are. Most of us are Twitter users. Unregistered users can read tweets, while registered users can post tweets through website interface, SMS or a range of applications for mobile devices. Let's move on. Twitter has the power to create and participate in public conversation in real time. So if you notice, mostly used by celebrities, mostly used by politicians, mostly used by sports stars whose tweets are followed. So it has a mechanism wherein you can tweet in real time and those tweets are heard by people who are following Twitter. This enables your company to be able to leverage the channel in a variety of ways. Some ways are enlisted here. It enables us to gather business intelligence to identify new opportunities, promote jobs to potential job seekers, researching potential candidates, reaching more people and eliciting referrals. So all this can be done by using this microblogging platform, which is nothing but Twitter. We can use Twitter to gather business intelligence, which we've mentioned before, to identify the new opportunities. In this context, the recruiting people or the recruiters, they act as followers, can undertake brand monitoring as a business intelligent process. So they can monitor the number of tweets which are sent. Once a particular tweet is sent from the organization, what are the tweets that come back? Another way is to promote jobs to potential job seekers that have become followers. So your company will have a definite following in Twitter. So for those followers, we provide potential job seekers. So more and more recruiters are embracing this technology to connect with candidates quickly and effectively. So this is the way how Twitter goes about helping with the recruitment process. And researching potential candidates. So you can evaluate candidate behavior and online reputation by analyzing their Twitter accounts, the way the activity is, both in terms of quantity and quality. So the number of tweets that they send, what is the quality of the tweets, what is the information that they tweet about, all these things can be monitored by the follower, by people who are following them. Reach more people. Since this is a platform which is online in nature, there are millions of tweeters across the world. So we can easily leverage Twitter to inspire and have a lot of followers. Of course, eliciting referrals is another part. Twitter being a real-time channel, it's perfect to actively elicit referrals. So you can definitely, follow a person. Whatever tweets the person is sending out, microblogging in those 140 characters, you can request through another tweet to the person asking them for referrals. And all this primarily happens in real time. In this slide, we are still continuing our discussion about Twitter from the perspective of enhancing our recruitment activities. Here, through this, the help of this particular diagrammatic chart, we're looking at four important tips that are provided for using Twitter as a part of any recruitment plan. Very first thing that can be done using Twitter is to create a branded company Twitter profile. Extremely important. We've seen the same for Facebook, so Twitter is no different. What this does is it assigns a key person or automates the tweets sent to post jobs as they become available. This person should also be responsible for following professionals that could be potential candidates. So it's extremely important to create a branded company Twitter profile. The next important tip is to create a protocol for your job tweets. This consists of considering searchability by using hashtags or hash marks, which are extremely popular in Twitter. These need to be used around the keywords which are sent as tweets. These include a traceable URL to your job posting, so you can monitor the number of click-through a job posting receives. So this is critical to your job tweets on Twitter. The next tip is help your search by using a third-party tool. So there are plenty of third-party tools such as TweetBeep, which is a third-party tool provided by Twitter, which alerts you to tweets relevant to your search. And the last portion is don't be a one-track tweeter. Be varied and creative in your approach when you are using the mechanism or the medium of Twitter. You need to keep it real and not boring or spam-like. Tweet on a variety of topics, including industry-related items of interest, some personal tweets, and of course your job postings. So these are some of the important tips that can be used to enhance recruitment as a plan on Twitter. Another important thing is the five things not to do when recruiting on Twitter. So if you're looking to maximize results on Twitter, you must diligently avoid the following five mistakes which have been put through the help of this diagram. We'll quickly look at these. The first one is neglecting the Twitter profile which has been created. Second, being posting protected tweets. By doing so, you're not allowing people to look at them publicly or not respond to them. Not interacting with potential applicants. Tweeting only about open jobs and not tweeting regularly. So if these are things which you are currently in a habit of doing, these should be on the top of the agenda as to not getting indulged in. Well, let us move on. A few other things that you should actually, think of not doing, which included neglecting the profile, which was the first point. Let us look at that particular thing. Your Twitter recruiting account should have a profile photo and a completed profile. Thus, neglecting profile can come in costly. These are certain remedial things which need to be done. Well, in the previous slide, let's go back here. We had discussed the five things to do when recruiting. We had actually enlisted them. Now, what follows here through this diagram is an explanation, the reasons why we need to not do these five things. The first is neglecting the profile. So, your Twitter recruiting account should have a profile photo and a completed profile. That includes a link to the company career site. Twitter profile like tweets have a 140 character limit, which eliminates the possibility of posting a lengthy company description. If possible, include a catchy motto or short description of the business. That will encourage potential applicants to visit the company's career site. Filling out all these basic details makes your Twitter account look authentic and helps candidates to find and remember your company. The next is posting of protected tweets. All recruiting tweets should be public. Twitter offers users the option of protecting their tweets, which means that they are only visible to a list of other Twitter users approved by the account holder. This is a crucial mistake. To reach the most potential applicants, make sure that the recruiting profile is on the public setting. You may have good reasons to lock your account, but if you want to be that private, you might want to reconsider why you have an account on Twitter at the first place. So it's extremely important not to post protected tweets. Let's move on to the next slide. Here we look at not interacting with potential applicants. Some of the key elements here that we need to understand is that we need to be responsible in order to have a long-term recruitment approach on Twitter. We need to be accessible and we need to build a community, not just a following. The reason behind this is Twitter offers recruiters and applicants the opportunity to interact with one another on a social level. Thus, the key elements need to be exercised as of being responsive, accessible, and to build a particular community, not a following. You should involve with the community by replying to mentions, be accessible to candidates during business hours, and respond to questions and queries that the candidates might have. Doing this will keep people interested in what you say, have to say, and entice new followers to join the conversation. So this is a long-term view of social networking done through Twitter. Another thing which we need to refrain from is tweeting only about open jobs. We need to restrict this thing. We should not indulge in doing this. Recruiting accounts should be more than just a response of links to open jobs. Conversing with other Twitter users and posting links to interesting websites or news articles builds the required amount of goodwill and promotes your company as a multidimensional entity. Assign one person to manage the account. This will help you give the profile a uniform tone and personality. You can also increase the effectiveness of your Twitter profile by sharing a bit of daily lives at your company. You can regularly upload workplace photos, pictures of events happening at your company, or pretty scenes you saw around your office. These tweets emphasize human face of your company that is approachable and a pleasure to communicate with. These can be accomplished without compromising the company's privacy as well. The final point that we had discussed as a part of the five things which should be refrained from or not to be done while on Twitter is not tweeting regularly. So this is the last amongst those five. Letting your social media business accounts languish may hurt your brand in the long run. So if you're not actively tweeting and maintaining your Twitter presence, you're missing opportunities to interact with existing and potential candidates. So there is a need to tweet, if not a tweet every day, but if you're tweeting once or twice a week, the chances are that candidates will miss your tweets and you really won't interact at all. So it's a tweeting regularly which will really help. You would need to plan your content in advance, that is on a weekly, bi-weekly, or a monthly basis. However, be flexible to add in time-sensitive or newsworthy content.